Hey, look at all the stuff from the other realm.
Hey, I got a letter from my pen pal, Martha.
Oh, this is for you from the Witch's Council Accounting Office and our Christmas presents for Mom.
But Christmas was 4 months ago.
Yes, she's early this year.
This is wonderful. They made a clerical error. I thought I had 6 lives left, but it turns out I have 9.
That seems fair. You have 9, Mother Teresa got the 1.
This means I can start living more dangerously. Hello, X Games.
What did you get?
A locket with a tiny nuclear reactor inside. What did you get?
A gift certificate for ball bearings.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but it's actually quite personal. She filled it out herself in her lovely chicken scratch.
Hey, Martha wants me to visit her. Would that be okay?
No. I don't want to be the only miserable person in the room.
Of course you can.
Hooray, the toast is stuck. Danger, here I come.
Careful, you might touch a coin.
Are you all right?
Fine. For an appliance?
Great. You burnt my toast. I find this the only acceptable form of dribbling. What happened to Mr. Kraft's office?
Some kids filled his desk up with manure again. Happy anniversary.
What?
Well, it was 2 years ago today that I saw you across a crowded hallway and felt a twinge in my heart.
And then you hit me on the head with the football.
I wasn't as smooth when I was a freshman.
Is this a...
Yep. It's a genuine diamond chip. Pretty smooth, huh?
Oh, I'll keep it forever.
Spellman, Kinkle, into the cafeteria for fingerprinting.
Are you sure you know how to fingerprint?
Yeah, should ink burn?
Just last night, I completed a private detective course, as evidenced by this emerald graduation tie clip.
Dick.
That's right, mister. And I'm using my newfound techniques to get to the bottom of the school's vandalism problem. From now on, nothing gets by Willard Kraft. P.I.
Wow, Martha, what a beautiful library you've got here. Martha?
Well, actually, the library belongs to the Association of Other Realm Book Borrowers. I'm just merely one of the minions.
Boy, brag, brag, brag.
You know, you are so funny. When I read your letters, sometimes I laugh so hard, I make a sound.
Well, then you're going to love my syndicated column. You've got to come visit me. You've got to meet my friends and family and teach them a thing or two about appreciating my jokes.
Oh, I'm not allowed in the mortal realm. I'm a magic-free witch. I was too timid to use my powers, and so the Witch's Council took them away.
Oh, the old use 'em or lose 'em law?
If I tried to go back with you, then they would just stop us at the border. You know, you could turn me into something small and then smuggle me back. I mean, they never check carry-ons. That would be too much trouble.
No, no trouble at all. Would you rather be a duty-free bottle of scotch or a pet?
Oh, could I be a cat?
Hey, you're the one riding in the bag.
Hilda, look. With the added power of Mother's nuclear necklace, I'll finally be able to save time in a bottle.
Oh, that's great. I found a use for my gift, too. Coaster.
Say hi to my pen pal, Martha.
Oh, sharing your secrets with a cat? What a change of pace for you.
Hey!
Your finger's suffering a little jet lag. It'll be fine in a few hours. Now, if you don't mind, expose me to a virus.
Sorry, Martha. We'll try again in the morning.
I'm not coughing up blood.
Aw, you look so comfortable there. And you didn't attack my feet at all during the night. Wow.
Oh. Oh, my. Oh, well, it must be all that nervous grooming that I did. That black cat kept trying to goad me into a knife fight.
Well, what do you say I get dressed and we go see Immortal High School?
Oh, you didn't tell me there were going to be other people here.
Oh, well, I thought the term public high school implied that. Oh, Harvey, meet Martha, my pen pal.
Nice to meet you, Martha. Where are you from?
The other realm?
Drive. The other realm drive. This is in Virginia.
Did you show her the necklace?
Oh, right. Martha, look what Harvey gave me.
Where is it?
It's right, freeze! I can't find that necklace anywhere. What am I gonna tell Harvey? It's at home.
Oh, Miss Bellman, let me guess, your friend doesn't have a visitor's pass.
No, but before society breaks down completely, I can go get one. Come on, Martha.
Oh, no, I'm just feeling a little bit overwhelmed. I'm going to huddle by the water fountain if you don't mind.
Virginians don't get out much, do they?
Class, I will escort your guest to the office.
But...
Smell that? It's the odor of detention. Are we nearsighted, miss?
Oh, my, my. Hmm. Is that an emerald tie clip, or am I just fixating on your eyes?
Please.
No, you are not alligator wrestling in my living room. I don't care how many lives you have, I don't have time to pick up cat entrails out of the carpet.
Well, I did it. I finally settled things with Mother.
Oh, Hilda, I'm so glad you talked to her.
Who talked? I filled her living room with 2 tons of cracked corn.
Mr. Crump, where's Martha?
Oh, that's a very good question. We were enjoying a skim milk in my office, and she stepped out to freshen up. Next thing I know, the door is locked. No one is heeding my screams for help, and I had to crawl out through an air duct.
Oh, no, I better go find her. She's not very good at new places. In case you haven't noticed, she's very shy.
Shy? That woman is a brazen... Wait a minute, my emerald tie pin. It's gone. Call the police! Ah!
Acted like a lunatic for years. Lord knows I tried to be good. I keep my promises if only I could. You count your blessings and I can't rely on you.
Did you come home? And are you re-shingling our roof?
There.
I still say we should have gone for a good old-fashioned moat. Redecorating?
No, a dangerous jewel thief has escaped from the other realm. Oh, a wanted poster.
Oh, I hate artist renderings. They all look like Doodles Weaver in a stocking cap.
If you squint, this guy kind of looks like my pen pal.
Really? Yeah, but it can't be Martha. She's way too nice.
Jewels. For an extremely dangerous criminal. So then I sort of turned her into a cat and brought her home.
And having to smuggle her didn't strike you as odd?
When you say smuggle, it just sounds bad.
You signed up for a pen pal with a capital P. A pen pal with a capital P means a pal in the penitentiary. Everyone knows that.
I bet I could round up a few people who don't. She was working in the library.
The most dangerous criminals are always forced to shelve books.
Keeps bloodshed to a minimum.
She's got Salem.
What, y'all? What are you doing?
Expressing sheer delight. Making a type of sushi known as fugu. If it's not prepared exactly right, it can be lethal. Oh.
We interrupt Hey, Let's Wrap Things in Seaweed for a special bulletin.
Hot dog, I'm gonna miss how to devein the poison sack.
There have been a rash of jewel robberies reported in the Westbridge area.
That's right, it was an emerald tie clip. And beware, the thief may be trying to pass himself off as a licensed private eye or a member of the Lions Club.
She's been seen talking to a blonde accomplice.
A blonde accomplice? Oh, no!
Melanie Dark, reporting live from Westbridge High School. We now return...
Those three run way too much.
Oh, too late. Your pen pal's gone with the goods.
Okay, I admit it. I misjudged her.
More bad news. I just checked. All our jewels are missing from our safe.
Oh, no! We have jewels?
Of course.
We have a safe?
Let's think. Since Martha has no magic of her own, she probably wanted the jewels so that she can buy potions on the magic black market.
So she can have her own magic back, continue her evil ways, and wreak havoc on an unsuspecting world.
Where's the safe? I'm in denial here.
Oh, gotta find her. Let's see. The book and the rope came from school. You better go back there in case she thinks of anything else she needs.
And I'll call the Other Realm police.
Good. And I'll see if there's any information on Martha on the Witch Wide Web.
She had lovely penmanship.
Oh! What are you doing here?
Just getting out of wrestling practice. What are you doing here?
I forgot my chemistry book.
Oh!
That's where I put the props from the school production of Rich People that hasn't been announced yet, that I'm starring in, that I haven't told anyone about yet.
So, Sabrina Spellman is a jewel thief and future prison laundry employee. Aha! They're in this together.
You know what? You go ahead. I gotta find something else.
Martha was once in prison for trying to steal the Star of Orion.
The rarest gem in the universe?
Once owned by Elizabeth Taylor. Whoever possesses it can use it to steal power from other witches. Isn't it still on display at the Other Realm Museum of Cosmic Debris?
Yes, next to a chunk of Skylab.
My guess is we go there, we find Martha.
And now for the toxic fugu, inexpertly prepared. Great, no death. It's going to be really hard to find you in there, Spellman. Spellman! Is that a black hole? Oh, my eyes!
Okay, Martha, where are you? You may be a dangerous criminal, but you're not very good as a hider.
Gotcha!
What are you doing here?
I just followed Martha here, but I guess our screams have eliminated the element of surprise.
So we were right. She is going to steal the Star of Orion. We've come up with a plan.
Well, actually, Zelda came up with a plan while I looked for gum. Cinnamon?
We'll use a hand in the cookie jar spell. See, once Martha grabs the Star of Orion, a cookie jar will appear around her hand.
The only problem is we have to be next to the stone in order to enact it.
Oh, what's stopping you?
I mean, besides the death rays.
We found the control box that turns the beams off, but we can't get into it because it's magic proof.
Well, why don't you use your nuclear necklace to blow it open?
That's perfect. Once again, Mother comes through.
Oh, yeah. Don't we love her?
Nothing.
Okay. I was just transported by a closet to another dimension.
I see the problem. Mother didn't include a battery with it.
I know we're doomed, but I feel an incredible sense of justice.
Okay, well, one of us is gonna have to crawl into those deadly beams, and these are new pants, so you two can duke it out.
What we need is somebody who's not afraid to die. I know.
La papie! La papie!
Do you mind?
Salem, we need you to run through these security beams to see how dangerous they are.
It's your chance to cheat death.
Finally! I won't be thwarted this time. Stand back. Warm, warm, hot, 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 hot. Oh.
Salem, you big baby. The beams didn't even touch you.
You don't understand. I blister easy. I need aloe. Zap me home, you mean, mean women.
Why don't we use your necklace, Zelda? Oh,
that's right. It doesn't work.
Hello? Okay. Be cool, Kraft. You are either lost in a parallel universe, or you are being digested.
I need the coupon for those ball bearings Mother gave you.
Just because your present stinks doesn't mean you can have mine.
The coupon is shiny. Perhaps we can use it to reflect one of the lasers onto the control box to open it.
Good thinking, MacGyver.
Oops.
Not only is my gift better than yours, but now you owe me a whole bunch of ball bearings.
Great. Okay, here goes. Whoever touches this stone from a star, encase their hand in a cookie jar. The spell's activated.
That must be Martha. Quick, hide! I'll turn the beams back on.
This potion better be worth a bag of stolen jewels.
Why didn't we think of that?
There it is. All the power in the universe. It looked better in the catalog, but...
Hey!
Security's coming. I'm holding the Star of Orion. That might look suspicious.
Maybe I should have uncanted the unbreakable plastic cookie jar spell.
Hello?
As if it couldn't get any worse, ladies and gentlemen, my vice principal.
Oh, what a mess. And me without my whisk broom.
Freeze! Oh,
finally, I was... Hey!
Hey, don't hurt him! Don't hurt her!
Hilda?
Oh, I should have seen this coming. Hey, take it easy. I'm going. Don't hurt them. Oh, shucks, they didn't hear me. Martha! So I guess when we agreed to be pen pals, I was the only one who took the pal part seriously?
You're right, Sabrina. You've been so nice, and I've taken advantage. Here, take the stone. Save me from myself.
See? You aren't all bad. I knew I was a good judge of people.
Now I have your magic. See ya.
Well, I'm really glad no one else was here to see that. You're in for a world of heart, librarian!
Oh, I need more unguent. It hurts so very, very bad.
Oh, they're not here. That's right. Well, that was a good rehearsal, though.
I'm not asking you again. Where's the stone?
It's in my kidney.
Oh!
He's innocent!
Sit down! We'll get to you later, Poindexter.
Mm-hmm.
Is she your accomplice?
We date a little.
Albert Sinus!
When he said get you, he meant just you, right?
Boris?
That's to fix the wobble of the table, right?
Back off, witch girl! What are you doing still chasing me? You don't have any magic.
I still have my wits and... Penny!
Okay, where's this Martha who you claimed took the Star of Orion?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
I gave you back your magic and your teensy little diamond. What more do you want?
To turn you in and save my aunts.
And that diamond was 1/20th of a quarter carat.
Oh, no.
They're torturing them.
Oh, Sabrina, thank goodness you're here. They've been tickling us mercilessly.
Oh, we're saved. Never mind. This is the one.
That's Martha, the notorious jewel thief. Grab her. Wait a minute. She's a jewel thief, and that's a Star of Orion in her purse. I'm going to go with my gut and say these people are not guilty.
Someone else is helping the job. Well done, Sabrina.
Yes, you did a nice job of smuggling in a dangerous criminal.
Who then got us arrested and tortured?
Look on the bright side.
I don't suppose you could loosen these handcuffs, seeing as how I'm already a prisoner of your charms.
Martha's really come out of her shell.
He bumped his head and had some wild dream?
No, we've used that one.
Bad pork. Did it twice.
Okay, what happened?
Just go with me.
Don't you remember, Mr. Kraft? The EPA found methane in your office. It's known to cause hallucinations, so all you need to do is burn your clothes and take some more sulfur.
Never leave the excuse to a teenager.
Methane? Sulfur?
Oh, holy day, I'm not crazy.
So Martha convinced me that she was a dull, nice librarian. But I still think she was sincere when she laughed at my jokes.
Well, honey, everybody misjudges people. When Salem was busy trying to take over the world, your Aunt Hilda was convinced he was just a workaholic.
Salem, a clerical error has been made on the clerical correction of your original clerical error. You don't have 9 lives left. You've got... one!
One! Just one? Okay, I want a helmet, some body armor, and a quiet corner where I can avoid all danger.
Would someone move that spoon?
Well, Mother just called. Apparently the gift certificate was for gold earrings, not ball bearings. I misread her very bad handwriting.
See, she wasn't being unfair.
So is everything okay with you two?
I guess. Although my bedroom is now filled with 4 tons of cracked corn, and I'm not allowed to watch television for a week.
Cracked corn? Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse? Run away!